Barbie's bouquet ready for picking. Only a Grinch could hate spring's arrival. What's not to like about warmer days, leaves unfurling, grass greening, tulips and daffodils bursting into bloom, lilacs perfuming breezes, and white blossoms exploding on Barbie's wedding bush. This plant is really called spirea, but for little girls playing dolls, this shrub provides bouquets enough for 100 wedding ceremonies, hence its nickname. I hope cascading branches loaded with clusters of tiny blossoms still trigger little girls' imaginations. When I was a 7-year-old, the moment our neighbor's huge bush exploded into a frothy white wall of flowers, I began constructing bridal clothing for 3 Barbie dolls and their red-headed friend, Midge. My mom's rag bag wasn't safe. If we'd had paper towels or napkins back then, I'd have used them as well. Ones that came in tidy squares would have served this wannabe wedding designer perfectly to make stunning one-use outfits. Without the availability of handy paper products, I creatively turned worn-out washcloths, tea towels, hankies, and leftover fabric into long-trained gowns and flowing veils. If I could have used Mom's nice fabric remnants, those outfits would have dazzled kings and queens. However, I knew better than to use her good stuff. As it was, I snagged on to any piece of cloth big enough I could use a needle and thread to turn it into a gathered skirt with gigantic looping stitches. Once I completed my doll's dresses, I looked for filmy material to turn into lovely headpieces and extensions that trailed behind plastic brides and attendants. Sometimes the best option involved toilet paper. It romantically floated behind the bride as she walked to meet her groom. Nowadays, little girls accustomed to buying couture fashions off the internet for their Mattel toys would turn their noses up at a bride going down the aisle in terry cloth and a teepee veil. However, 50 years ago was a simpler time, and my friends and I thought the ensembles we painstakingly created were elegant. The highlight was the bouquet. In my neighborhood, there grew a big old spirea bush. Our neighbor would permit polite little girls to fill pockets or pulled out shirt bottoms with miniature nosegays that ornamented those flowing stems. I suspect that one of the reasons May and June originally became popular wedding months had to do with the availability of beautiful spirea sprays brides could carry on their march to the altar. Who needed a florist when nature provided so richly? Once our Barbie's wedding attire was completed to our satisfaction, we'd tuck perfectly sized nosegays into our doll's tiny hands to complete the effect. Back in our bedrooms, we'd create a lovely chapel with a colorful ribbon to guide Barbie and her groom to the front of our little sanctuary. Along the way, we'd strew leftover flowerlets from the tiny bouquets. Each Barbie's perfectly rounded bridal arrangements must have dazzled her handsome groom almost as much as her designer gown and creative veil did. Homemade dresses and seasonal spirea sprays made for many lovely spring weddings. It's too bad there was only one Ken, and then he had to marry each Barbie in a separate ceremony. At least his tiny boutonniere matched each one of his bride's perfect bouquets. No paid florist could have done a better job. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the high plains.